Democratic state lawmakers are pushing for new legislation to combat sexual abuse by clergy by changing the mandatory reporting law. They're also reintroducing a bill that would remove the statute of limitations for sexual assault that occurs during childhood. WUWM's Angelina Mosher Salazar has the story.
Debbie McNulty is a childhood sexual assault survivor. She stood in the Wisconsin State Parlor yesterday with other survivors as lawmakers unveiled a proposal to combat abuse by clergy. McNulty took a deep breath before addressing the crowd.
When I was 11 years old, a trusted adult from my church began to sexually abuse me. This went on for several years. Eventually, I got up the courage to tell my pastor. He did nothing. He didn't report that a child in his church was being abused by an adult member. These crimes were not reported to the police, and the man who abused me is now pastoring a church right here in Wisconsin.
Wisconsin law does not require clergy to report sexual abuse. McNulty says that's why her church was able to keep her abuse a secret.
Because clergy are not expected to be mandatory reporters, the church of my childhood was able to cover up many crimes and leave in its wake so many wounded children.
Some Democratic lawmakers want to change the law. State Representative Chris Taylor of Madison is one of the authors of the Clergy Mandatory Reporting Bill. The bill would add clergy members to a list that requires people in 30 professions to report child sex abuse when discovered in the course of their professional duties.
The suffering of children sexually abused in a religious setting must stop. It must stop.
Mandating clergy to report sexual abuse is not the only change the Democratic lawmakers are hoping to implement. State Senator Lena Taylor of Milwaukee also spoke at the news conference, and she outlined another part of the bill package, the Child Victims Act. It addresses the statute of limitations for reporting sexual abuse of children.
We know that there are so many reasons why victims do not come forward right away. A barrier to them seeking justice has included statutes of limitations. Statutes of limitations on raping children?
In Wisconsin, victims of sexual abuse have until the age of 35 to bring a civil case. Taylor is proposing to eliminate the age limit. She urges that there should be no statute of limitations. And Taylor says she knows this personally, as she is a survivor of child rape.
I recall being in law school when I remembered. I recall seeing myself literally looking down and remembering the experience, the smell. But it took years. I was 27 years old.
Unlike the Clergy Mandatory Reporting Act, which has never been proposed here in Wisconsin, the Child Victims Act has been introduced, but it failed to pass the legislature multiple times. I reached out to Republican leaders to ask how the measures might fare in the current session. No one was available to comment by our deadline. Angelina Mosher Salazar, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.